23 past four. Now, you live near one of the most dangerous shopping centres, at least for crime. More than $7 billion, that's B, billion dollars, is stolen from Australian shopping centres every year. But it's not just thieves who spend time in our shopping centres. You'll find drug addicts, thugs, perverts at centres too. Do you feel safe at your local shopping centre? I feel pretty good with mine, but maybe you feel differently from your own experience at shopping centres, what you do see there. Now, Terry Goldsworthy, he's a criminologist and a former detective inspector with the police. He was in police for 28 years, and he joins me on the line now. Terry Goldsworthy, shopping centres, I feel pretty safe at my local shopping centres, but clearly crime does occur at certain shopping centres.
Yeah, good afternoon, Scott. Yeah, look, it does. I mean, shopping centres are merely a reflection of the wider socioeconomic area that they're located in most circumstances, and certainly they can play a role in crime. If you're looking in terms of some of the crimes that may occur there, things like frauds, well, if you don't commit a fraud, if you're not doing it online, you need to go into a shop, and, you know, if you go to a shopping centre, there's a variety of targets. In terms of unlawful use of motor vehicles, stolen vehicles, obviously shopping car parks are a target-rich environment. So in terms of shopping centres themselves, I mean, I often use the description of it's like attracting bright light. There's plenty there for a criminal element to go and commit offences and try and, you know, get away with those offences.
Now, I saw that the Courier-Mail did list some of the shopping centres and some of the, what they cited always some of what they call some of the bad shopping centres there. I'll just go through some of that list there. Logan Hyperdome, Beenleigh Town Square, Fairfield Gardens, Carindale Shopping Centre, Garden City Shopping Centre, Wynnum Plaza, Miami One, Pacific Fair, Westfield, North Lakes. So obviously there's crime at those centres. They would not be unique in that's the case. But you say it's a bit of a bright light to moths and they attract it. What particularly at a shopping centre would attract people to a shopping centre to commit crime?
Well, there's a theory we use called routine activity theory, or the crime triangle. And so what you have is a motivated offender who's looking for a good target, desirable target that fits the type of crime they want to do, looking for a suitable victim. And then if you have a lack of guardianship around that victim, the crime occurs. I mean, that's in simple terms. So when you're talking about shopping centres, you know, someone may go there in terms of going to commit a fraud, the stolen ID, et cetera. They may look for a shop where there's a young, you know, looks like an inexperienced tenant, et cetera, and go in there at a busy shop and try and get that through there. So that guardianship at shops comes around through individual shopkeepers and the people who work there. It comes around in terms of assaults and things like that that may occur, parents being with their children. And it comes around through security at each centre and centre management, and in some cases, police shop fronts, which are in some shopping centres, but not all throughout Queensland.
All right, Terry Goldsworthy, I appreciate you being on 4BC Drive. I listed a couple of shopping centres there. What do you see out there in your shopping centre?